This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Economic inequality isn't just hard on those at the low end of the scale, contends Stanford economics professor Martin Carnoy. It also erodes the fabric of a democratic society.
Democracy requires inclusion of people, both economically and politically. If you have huge differences between people economically and socially, it's very hard to have a well-functioning democracy. There is a societal interest to have not high levels of inequality.
Carnoy specializes in what is known as human capital economics, particularly as it applies to education. And he observes that the conventional economic thinking about inequality has changed in recent years.
The old neoclassical economic view was that greater inequality promotes more incentives, promotes people to be more innovative, etc. My thinking has changed on that now because in modern societies, when you have a lot of inequality, you also have a lot of conflict, and you actually lower productivity. You make the political system less functional, and that has an effect on the overall productivity of the economy.
But curiously, Carnoy says, some of the people on the low end of those inequities are firmly in favor of free market policies that tend to perpetuate the imbalances.
There are a lot of low-income people who are arguing that greater inequality is better. They're arguing for what they call increased individual liberty, but they're really arguing for is that the market will determine pretty much who gets what. Look at the past 30 years, the very people who are arguing for that have, to a large extent, been on the losing end of the market.
Professor Carnoy's recent work involves comparisons of Latin America and California, two areas where economically disadvantaged minority populations frequently have lower quality education and less access to it. In either place, he says, the results are not good.
In Latin America, the policy of non-inclusion is bad for democracy. It's also hurting Latin American growth. Shift over to California, where 50% of the students now in K through 12 education are Latinos. If we don't do a better job in bringing those Latino kids to completion of four-year universities, we're going to have serious problems in the future in terms of our own economic growth.
California's current budget problems only make matters more difficult, Carnoy adds. Yet he remains hopeful that some better ideas will emerge as the state climbs out of its economic trough.
Maybe we can use the crisis to take a look at some of these fundamental issues and figure out ways, as the state emerges from the economic crisis that it's in, to use the money effectively to make some real changes.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.